So this young lady was dating your bum brother, who beat her up.
From what we heard.
Judy's asking tough questions.
If a young woman is screaming, you broke my jaw, then she was being beaten up, right?
And this interrogation won't be pretty.
Did you call the police?
No.
But some answers are too painful to hear.
You have continued to have an ongoing relationship with him?
I have.
You're an idiot.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Lindsay Tabak and boyfriend Dong Shaw Jimmy Park are suing the ex-girlfriend of Jimmy's brother, 18-year-old Antonia Guercio, for breaking a window in their home and harassment.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 229 on the calendar, the matter of Tabak Park versus Guercio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Your name is Jimmy?
Yes.
Where's your brother?
Oh, he didn't come.
I didn't ask you whether he came or not. I can see he's not here. My question to you is, where is he?
Back in Philadelphia.
What is he doing in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Does he work?
No.
How old is he?
He's 18.
19.
Who does he live with?
My mother.
He lives with your mother. Is he a bum?
Practically.
So this young lady was dating your bum brother, who periodically beat her up. That be a fair statement?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting from reading your complaint and answer. And during one of these incidents, when your brother was beating up the defendant, it was happening in front of a house that you share. Is that right?
I don't know if he was beating her up in front of the house.
I'm not talking to you. The question was in a house that you two share.
Yes. Yes.
And he was beating her up, wasn't he?
From what we heard.
Yes. What you heard was, according to you, you broke my jaw. Isn't that what you wrote in your complaint?
That is what I wrote.
Well, any normal person would say if a young woman is screaming, you broke my jaw, then she was being beaten up, right? Is there something you don't understand? Is English your primary language? Madam, answer my question.
Yes.
And according to what I sort of put together from this complaint and the answer in her countersuit, what did you do to your brother?
I tried to restrain him.
And where was she?
She was upstairs making sure the baby was okay.
Why, he wasn't beating up your baby, was he?
No, but they were just so loud that they could have woke up the baby.
They were so loud? Describe loud to me.
Screaming.
Who was screaming?
Antonia.
She was screaming. What was she screaming?
Help.
Stop. Stop. Help.
Stop, stop, help. Did you call the police?
There were neighbors outside.
Did you call the police?
No.
Why?
There were neighbors outside that were yelling they were calling the police, and I was taking care of my 3-year-old child.
This is somebody that you knew, right?
Yes.
How long have you known her?
Approximately 3 years.
So you have somebody that you know for 3 years who's screaming downstairs that she's having her jaw broken, right? And your baby is perfectly safe upstairs. You go downstairs to restrain your brother. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She does nothing. She doesn't call the police. She hears a woman hysterical downstairs. How long did this incident take?
About up to an hour.
An hour? What evening was this?
It was an... What do you mean, what evening?
What was the date?
I'm not sure. It was so long ago.
What was the date?
April 26th.
April 26th. Now that we've established the atmosphere of that evening, you are suing the defendant because you say that during the course of this altercation, she tried to get into the house because she had forgotten her cell phone in the house?
Yes.
And she broke a window. And you want her to be responsible for the window and for harassing you?
Yes, Your Honor.
After this incident?
Yes, Your Honor, I have.
That is too bad. But I'm going to let you in 1 minute or less. Describe to me what you think was harassment.
What I think was harassment was I have tape recordings of Antonia telling me that she's going to beat me up, come bust down my doors, and break all of my windows.
You think you behaved appropriately that evening? You think that you took care of her as a citizen?
No.
Right.
I have tried on a number of occasions to get her to leave Dung Chul's brother. And
why?
Because it wasn't a very healthy relationship.
Because he was a brute, right?
Yes.
So why didn't you call the police? You're a woman. You have a child. He went downstairs to get his brother off her. At least that's what he says. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
That's what he says. Now, you wrote the complaint. I was taken aback when I read that you wrote in your complaint, we heard her yelling that Joe, that she thought he had broken her jaw.
Your Honor, they fought.
That's what you wrote.
I know that's what I wrote.
That's what you wrote.
But Your Honor, they fight all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Did you ever see her with marks and bruises?
I never ever saw her with a bruise or a mark. And I never physically saw him ever put his hands on her.
But you heard her say, I think you broke my jaw.
I did hear her say that.
Okay. I don't care who broke your window. Honestly. Do we understand each other?
Yes, sir.
Fix your own window. Now let's get to you. How long had you been dating?
3 years.
3 years. Were you living at home?
Yes.
And who was this?
My mother.
When was the first time you told your mother that Joe was putting his hands on you?
After this night happened, I went home. Yeah. After I came home that night, I had to tell her because I had bruises from head to toe and I couldn't lie to her anymore about where they came from. Because I would lie to her and say, like, I fought a girl, I fell down the steps, I was playing softball, me and Joe were playing around, wrestling. I would lie to her every day. And I got to a point where I couldn't lie to her anymore because they were from my arms to my legs to my butt, everything, my back, my head. I had lumps. I couldn't lie to her, so I told her and my dad the truth.
Now, let me ask you this question. After this incident of April 26th, did you prosecute him?
Yes, I did.
And what happened as a result of the prosecution?
We went to court, and I agreed to give him anger management.
You agreed to let him plea bargain to something?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he went to anger management?
Well, he didn't even do it yet, Your Honor.
What did he take a plea to? Do you know? Do you know what he took a plea to?
Can I speak?
You're going to answer my question.
Yeah.
Do you know what he took a plea to?
Guilty.
No. To what?
To abusing his girlfriend.
No, sit down. I don't know anything. Sit down.
Your Honor, can I say something?
Yes.
To this day, Antonia still sees.
Okay, that's none of your business, though.
Shh, just a second. It's my business.
Okay, go ahead.
Is what you're telling me that after all of this, and after what acknowledges she heard, and after what you just told me,
I'll explain to you.
You're bruised from head to toe, that you still see him?
No, we don't see each other, but we do text each other, because honestly, he talks to another girl, and I'll show you text. I wish he was here to explain to you, because he broke up with me, like, after this all happened, he was dumped me because of this, because I came here, because he said I'm embarrassing him on TV. That's why. So we are broken up, so you need to mind your business, because you don't know what you're talking about.
That between April
we do text each other, though.
That between April and now, you have continued to have an ongoing relationship with him?
I have.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I know.
Wait a second.
I know.
Unless you're prepared,
well, because
madam.
The Philadelphia detective told me, taking a step in admitting that she's being abused for three years.
Stand up.
Mom.
Stand up. Listen to me.
It's a giant step.
Listen to me. Great.
Please be quiet.
Terrific. She's taken a giant step. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Life can be a beautiful thing.
That's annoying. Shh. I'm sorry. They're laughing.
Sit.
That's annoying.
Sit.
I'm sorry.
Sit.
I don't like people laughing.
I'll take care of them. I don't want to hear it. Anybody that has a problem with that can get up and leave.
And later today.
So what you're telling me is that the other 20% that you were supposed to get paid was supposed to go to Mr. Bria, leaving you with zero profit.
Correct.
Well, I want to tell you something, sir. You're an idiot. Unless you think I'm an idiot.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lindsay Tabak and Jimmy Park claim Antonia Guercio broke out a window in their home. Antonia says the incident was not her fault. She is countersuing for her damages.
You're 18 years old?
Yes.
You're a baby. But you're old enough to know that if you let somebody put their hands on you, unless he has some sort of control over you, does he use drugs? Don't look over there.
More or less, yes. Kind
of. I don't know. More or less, yes,
I mean,
kind of means.
I wouldn't say he's a junkie. I wouldn't say he does drugs every day like his brother. But, no, he smokes weed. I mean, if he does pills, behind my back. But I'm pretty sure he does with his friends, because his friends do.
Now, do you have your daughter go to see a therapist?
I have.
Is she currently in therapy?
No.
She should be.
I know.
And you too.
No, I shouldn't.
With her.
Can I say something about the abuse?
If I feel like I don't need therapy, why should I go?
Let me tell you why.
Okay, you can tell me why.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Life can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's annoying. I'm sorry. They're laughing. That's annoying.
Sit.
I'm sorry.
Sit.
I don't like people laughing at me.
I'll take care of them. I don't want to hear it. Anybody that has a problem with that can get up and leave. Can we understand each other? Life can be a beautiful thing. You've been granted several gifts. Reasonable health, right?
Yes.
You seem to be actually a reasonably intelligent young lady.
Yes.
You know, the few things that you've said to me suggest to me that you are a reasonably intelligent young lady. God has graced you with beauty.
Thank you.
And the gift of choice. If you make the wrong choices when you're 18, they can stay with you forever. You can either be a winner or a victim. If for 3 years you've been a victim and you continue to let it happen to you, there has to be a reason.
You're right.
Something back here that says, I'm not worthy of somebody who treats me like I'm supposed to be treated, and I have to accept somebody who abuses me physically and emotionally because I don't deserve any better. That requires therapy.
Yes.
That requires the why. I mean, you're not in a situation as many women who accept this violence, where you have children, you don't know how you're going to support them, you live in your mother's house, you look like she takes good care of you.
She does.
And you can take good care of yourself.
I do.
So the only reason back here something is telling you that you don't deserve any better, and that's not true. And somebody has to make you believe it. Somebody has to work with you so that you actually believe it. That's why you should be talking to somebody, because everybody has unique gifts and is special. You just haven't found yours yet. And you're young enough to find yours yet. I'm not talking to somebody, you know, who's been through a lifetime. You're just starting a lifetime. That's why. You get it?
Yes, I do.
Go home. Find yourself somebody great to talk to.
Okay.
You disappointed me. You disappointed me by not doing what you two people actually should have done to ensure her safety that night. How old are you?
25.
You're a little older. You have a child, boy or a girl?
A little boy.
I wouldn't let his uncle around him for all the money in the world.
I don't.
Great.
Goodbye. He was there the other night, kissing on the baby, hugging on the baby, because he called me and said, I saw my nephew for the first time again. I'm so happy. He's so cute, because I love
him. The only reason that he saw him was to sign the papers to come here.
You still let him near you, kissed him, hugged him. What do you mean?
Listen to me. Stay away from each other.
Trust me.
Stay away from Joe. This is a man who's not going to make you happy. Why are you wasting your time with him? You know, this is a court. I can do very little. I can dismiss your claim, and I can dismiss your claim for not reporting the incident, which is your counterclaim, and for your cell phone, which I don't care about. All I can tell you is, don't have anything to do with each other's families anymore. Goodbye.
Buddies are excused. You may step out.
I have advice for her. She needs to leave her junkie boyfriend. He snorts dope.
It's the relationship.
And he cheats on her every weekend.
Unhealthy. Very unhealthy.
She needs to worry about her own relationship and not mine.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bria versus Shorio. Step forward, please.
Jason Bria is suing his former friend, Julio Shorio, for non-payment of services rendered on a photo shoot.
Mr. Bria, it is your claim that the defendant owes you some money for work that you did for him.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says that you don't get paid until he gets paid from his client, and that he is counterclaiming because he says that you've been slandering his good name all over town.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That is for half of that job. That job never even started.
I got it. Now I got it. You always know you keep on talking, you're going to get to it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jason Bria says, former friend Julio Shorio refuses to pay for his work on a photo shoot. Julio is countersuing for slander, defamation of character, and harassment.
So let me ask you a few questions. Mr. Scoria, you are a photographer.
Correct.
And you hired the plaintiff, someone who you knew as a friend, and mm-hmm. also through business.
Right.
To do some work in preparing a calendar for a client.
That's correct.
And there is no issue that he performed the work.
That's correct.
Okay. How much was the total bill that you were to be paid by the client?
Roughly $17,000.
I want you to give me the name of this client.
The company is Primal Glassworks.
Now, before you started the job with Primal Glassworks, how much of a deposit did you take from them?
About half.
So you got paid half? Mm-hmm.
Correct. That was for paying for production. Okay.
You got paid half.
Mm-hmm.
I have about $14,000 worth of checks that he's been paid by the client.
I'd like to see them. I assume you've been in touch with the Primal Glassworks.
Yeah, he was actually supposed to be here, but due to some stuff happening.
Whatever, but these are the checks.
You got it.
And they're made out to you.
Can I see those myself?
Show them to the defendant.
This was not for for this job. This was for a job I was doing for this client, but a separate project. This is not for the project that he is suing me for. This $3,000 check.
Give it back to me. No, just that one.
Okay.
Look over the rest, sir.
Yes, these are correct.
You were paid $14,335.
Minus
not
that $3,000.
I already subtracted
right. Okay.
It. And without late fees, Mr. Bria, what were you owed?
I believe the total was $3,860.
All right, Mr. Scorio.
Yep.
You got paid practically your whole bill. Why didn't he get paid?
Well,
anything.
Okay, I'm happy to tell you. All the money the client paid me started earlier before the production. All that was going into the production of the photo shoot. That was not for profit or for paying crew. That was for
baloney.
No, that's how it works.
Baloney.
It's paying for materials.
Baloney. First of all, you told me that he paid you half of $17,000. But he didn't pay you half. He paid you practically the whole bill. That includes profit. So you paid production. Now, what production did you pay out of the $14,500 that you got paid from this client?
Paid for about $6,000 loan of camera gear.
So what else?
About $2,000 for lights.
$2,000 for lights.
Right, in addition to all the props, the materials that we had to have Jay use to build for the sets.
Listen, you're not impressing me, sir. You owe him his money. You owe him his money, and if you didn't pay him...
I'm not disagreeing that I owe him the money.
You're going to pay him now because you got paid most of what you were supposed to get paid from the client.
For pre-production, not for the shoot.
Listen, some other idiot may buy your argument, sir, but not when you stand there and tell me that you were paid for half because that covered your costs. The other half was profit plus a little bit for him, right? And as it turns out, you were paid 80% of the entire bill. And so what you're telling me is that the other 20% that you were supposed to get paid was supposed to go to Mr. Bria, leaving you with zero profit.
Exactly.
Leaving you with zero profit.
Correct.
Well, I want to tell you something, sir. You're an idiot. Unless you think I'm an idiot.
I don't think you're an idiot, but I don't think you understand the entire picture here.
I understand the entire picture, sir. You had a good client who you evidently did a lot of other work for because this other $3,000 check was around the same time. So you had done work for them previously, right?
Yes.
This wasn't the only $3,000 check that you got for previous work?
That's the only check I got for that previous job.
Other than this $3,000 check, is this the only other work that you did
yes.
for them before?
Correct.
Okay, and you got paid in full?
No, that is for half of that job. That job never even started.
So this is for half of this job.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Now I got it. You always know you keep them talking, you're going to get to it?
Mm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So they paid you half for a job
right.
that was never done?
Correct.
Nah. So they wrote it off on this job. So they said, we gave you $3,000, you did nothing. So the other job is $17,000. Hey, the other job is $17,000. We're going to pay you $14,000 plus the $3,000. Now you've been paid in full. And we don't feel like idiots because we paid you $3,000 for something that you didn't do.
That was for pre-production. We did pre-production shots.
Would you give this back to the plaintiff, please?
Your Honor,
you owe him $3,860, sir. That's without any late fees, and your counterclaim for slander is dismissed. If he says that you were trying to cheat him in the community,
I got
he
proof.
Was right. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I had friends ask me what the situation was between he and I.
Screen captures from Twitter that actually says.
And I sent it out and said, hey, you know, this is the story.
Is that he's going to drag my name through the mud.
This is what happened, and I still haven't got my money yet, so.
Because he hasn't got paid yet.
Here's the thing with Julio is I have nothing against him as a friend.
I think she's a very just and honorable judge.
I just, you know, I don't agree with his business practices.
And I agree with her decision.